Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord was saying this to me this week. I shared it with Phyllis. I saw it. You know, it's different seeing something than hearing it. So many think because they have failed tests, some way or another the Lord doesn't love them as much, or He doesn't love them anymore. That's not true. I said, that's not true. Just because you failed, or you failed a test, it may mean He can't promote you yet. It may mean you got to go back and take that test again. You got to pass it before He can do some things. But it doesn't mean He stopped loving you. Yes. He still loves you. Yes. I don't care if you've missed it horribly, terribly. Just because you fail some test does not mean He stopped loving you or that He even loves you any less.
That's right.
Say it out loud, He loves me.
He loves me.
And this is a wonderful word. That even if you've horribly, and you've done some terribly disrespectful, dishonorable things, the Lord told David, He said, because of what you've done, you've opened the door for people to reproach God and reproach the things of God. And it was years that he paid dearly for it. But. Somebody say, but. But I'm reading here after all that. And he's standing here on a day of honor and glory, and the Lord's glory is coming down. He's glorifying and honoring God. God's honoring Him and using Him. Somebody say, glory to God. And when he died in what? Honor. Honor. And when you see Him in heaven, don't bring up anything about that Bathsheba stuff. We're talking about honor.
Yes.
Give honor to those to whom honor is due. Don't you say one word about it because it's under the blood. It's gone. And if the Lord's got nothing to say about it and He's okay about it, then you need to shut up about it. No. Just smile and go, tell me about that offering, David. Tell me about that offering was off the chart, man. Tell me about it. He'll brighten up and say, oh, that was a day. That was a day. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Go with me over to 1 Chronicles 11, back up to the 11th chapter. What made David a man after God's own heart? One of the big things is he understood honor. He was a man of honor. He honored God, and God honored him. In 1 Chronicles 11, this is the chapter, among other things, of David's mighty men. Have you heard about David's mighty men? And one of the words that's used repeatedly about David's mighty men is that they were men of honor and honorable men. They were courageous men, brave men, strong men, but the Bible emphasizes not their strength, but their honor. And honor makes you strong. Let me skip down, then we'll back up. We'll do it like this. It mentions, verse 20, his honorable men. Abishai, this is 1 Chronicles 11, 20. The brother of Joab, he was chief of the three. He lift up his spear against 300 he slew and had a name among the three. I guess so. Of the three, he was more what? Honorable than the two, for he was their captain. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, he slew two lion-like men of Moab, and he went down and slew a lion in a pit in a snowy day. He went hand to hand with a lion, and there was snow on the ground. He slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high, in the Egyptian's hand, a spear like a weaver's beam. He went down to him with a staff, a stick. And he plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. This is a giant that people would be scared to even go face. He went to him without a weapon, took his great big spear away from him, and killed him with it. You talk about courage. But it's not just courage that is emphasized. What's emphasized? Honor. Now, the thing that is interesting about this, and we need to remind ourselves of this, is that they did not start out this way. We read this and are in awe of these men that are so courageous and so honorable. Let me read a description to them back a little while earlier. 1 Samuel 22:1. David departed and went to the cave of Adullam, and his brethren and his fathers, when they went down, this is right when David had to run away from home. He's not king. He has nobody around him at this point until right now. Verse 2, everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented gathered themselves to him. That's just the bunch you want. Got no money, got no joy, got no peace, a bunch of broke gripers. That's who you're reading about over here in the Mighty Man chapter. Oh, something amazing happened to them from there to here. They turned into some of the most amazing, courageous, honorable men in history. What happened to them? They got around David. What he was, he got from God. And those that were around him were affected by that. Then they begin to honor what he honored, which is God. And God honored them by increasing them and making them stronger and stronger. And you know, these exploits we read about, they're not natural. These guys didn't have fear like most people have. They did things that people would be too afraid, too weak to do. How could they do it? God put something in them. He put His courage, His strength in them. He honored them. Can you see this? He honored them. Why would He honor them? Because they honored Him. Where did they learn this? They learned this from David. They learned this from God. In closing, look at this. In this 1 Chronicles, that same 11th chapter, verse 15. Three of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David, to the cave of Adullam, and the host of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the hold, and the Philistines' garrison was then at Bethlehem. David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem that is at the gate." And the three broke through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took and brought it to David. They're at war. These three men happened to hear David looking over at this well, which is an enemy-occupied area that should have been theirs, and saying, "Oh, I wish I had some water from that well. Wish we had that back." And these three heard it. And one of them said, "Did you hear what our king said?" "I heard it." Another one said, "Well, I think the king ought to have some water." The other one said, "Me too." Well, the other one said, "Well, why don't we just go get it?" These three broke through the enemy line to get into enemy territory. I guess they fought back to back. Two are fighting while one's drawing. And once they got the water, they got to fight their way back to get back out of enemy territory, to get back through the line. This is amazing. Over what? Now, I see a lot of people would call this just foolish. Just a death wish. But the Lord obviously helped them. They made it out. And they made it back. And they came and knocked on the tent door, whatever you do on a tent door. And they said, "Oh, King." And he said, "Yes." They said, "We have something for you." And he came out. They offered him a jug of water. Of course, it's just a jug, just a water. He says, "Well, thank you." And they said, "Well, this is special water from the Bethlehem well. Just came in just now." Look at it. Verse 18. David would not drink of it. Now, see, a lot of people wouldn't understand that. See, we talked about Hanun. He didn't understand when David was trying to show him honor. A lot of people would read this and go, "This is ridiculous. They shouldn't have done that. That was too dangerous. And now that they brought it back, he's not even going to drink it. This is ridiculous." That's people that don't understand honor. He held it up. He said, "I can't drink this. This is like the blood of the men that went to get it from me. This is too precious for me to drink." And the Bible said he poured it out as an offering to the Lord. Were these men honored when he did that? Yes, they understood it. They wouldn't have done what they did if they hadn't understood honor. He poured it out. He said, "God forbid that I should do this thing, that I drink the blood of the men that put their lives in jeopardy. For with the jeopardy of their lives, they brought it." He wouldn't drink it. And then it talks about the mighty men of honor that not too many years before were the broke, in debt, desperate, hopeless, griping, complaining. Now they have become men of this caliber. Such a caliber that God would record for all generations to read about and hear about. That lets me know that no matter how you grew up or where you've been or how ignorant you have failed, you can become a man of honor. You can become a woman of honor. You can become someone after God's own heart. You can understand how He thinks and operate in ways that you never imagined before and show Him more honor than you ever knew about, and He's going to turn around then and honor you beyond your wildest dreams and raise you up and use you and bless you and increase you. I'm telling you by the word of the Lord, it's promotion time. The Lord would promote us and bless us and increase us, but it can't happen until we learn how to honor Him more. How many volunteer for this? Your heart longs for this. You want to know more about this. Stand up on your feet, everybody. Stand up on your feet. Lift your hands up. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Lord, we worship You. Lord, we give You glory. We give You honor. We magnify You. We praise You.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me